Dude, I'm hooked on them. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Season 3. Didn't you recommend that last time?
No.
I'll think of something else. I'll come up with something.
Well, I think I got two things. It's either... Are you recording this already?
Yeah, don't worry.
Oh, okay. No. I think I got two things. Either the Exorcist TV show, because it just ended, or Westworld.
The Exorcist TV... How was that? I tried watching episode one.
It was good.
It looks kind of boring.
I mean... The thing is, I really like that those kind of movies, like Exorcist.
Next door. Damn it, I can hear that from here.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
No, I was like, oh, that's not stuff. So I think it's pretty good. It's if you're into like those kind of movies or those kind of TV shows, like very Exorcist or Catholic type of movies.
Yeah.
Like Catholic theology, it's pretty cool. It's very interesting. It's a little. The AV Club has actually been getting good reviews.
Mm, okay.
So I mean, like the first episode kind of, but it's the setup because like I think it is the way it is because you're slowly starting to see the effects because like the initial, you know, when the demon first initially shows up, you don't really know what it is.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. There's like a sort of a twist in the last two episodes.
Okay. So it just ended?
Yeah. I think it's the last episode of the season. It's pretty good. Like, I don't know. I'm happy with it. So I can't wait.
Anyone ever message you from Recon? No.
That one guy, Mike, I don't know if he, him.
He's a what?
I don't think we saw him from Recon. He just added messaged us from
Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook.
For a game. I don't know whether or not that was from Recon, if he was from Recon or not.
I met a lot of people, so I don't know. Okay. Do you know what we're gonna talk about?
So for gaming, yeah, gaming's easy. CrossFit, we can just sort of talk. I can talk about. We'll talk about like it's been a while, and
it's been a while for you.
For us, all of us. You haven't podcasted since August. It's not like
it's been a while to podcast. Yeah,
been a lot of podcasts. We talk about like CrossFit wise. I'll talk about like my honeymoon. Like I went to a couple gyms and things like that.
You didn't do anything though.
I wasn't going to. I wasn't going to work out. I was there for shirts.
You gotta work out.
I just wanted the shirt, dude.
But you gotta work out.
It is in the middle.
Closer.
How's the sound, though?
It sounds good. It's not a problem.
Okay. So should we, like, come back here?
No.
How's my voice, the volume?
My voice is good.
Voice is good? So yeah.
I just need to move. So, and Riley's gotta bark. See it.
Feel it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a podcast without dogs barking in the background or roosters crowing, you know. Rain. Some wind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Barbells and Boxcars podcast. That's how it's supposed to be. None of this quiet.
That's the...
None of this quiet shit. Like right now, you can hear wind. I can hear wind.
Blowing. This mic is really sensitive.
It is really sensitive.
Okay.
We need to get our own. Like, we've got to do, like, a...
Maybe we should podcast on my house. Oh, you did?
Yeah, we did.
The last one was at my house.
Yeah.
We haven't played since my house, like, August. Oh, no, we played when we came back. We just didn't podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that.
Cool. Okay, ready?
SAFTA. SIFTA.
SIFTA.
Save it for the...
Good job.
Save it for the air. There.
Professional podcast.
SIFTA. SIFTA, save it. I remember that from...
Painting with that, John? No.
I don't know.
Muse?
Wodcast.
Oh, yeah. Is it Wodcast or no? That's
no, Wodcast, because they're like...
Wodcast or Barbell Shrug?
No, Wadcast, because Eddie Ift says Sifta, because they're talking about a lot of good shit, but they want... I think it was with the John Wellborn podcast.
Oh, okay.
The John Wellborn episode, at least.
Have you listened to this other podcast?
Talking shit?
Yeah.
I did, and then I quit. Like, I stopped listening to it. Like, I don't, like, it's... Sometimes it's good, but it's a comedy podcast. I don't know. I'm like, I'm not really...
You're not into it?
I'm not, like... I'd rather listen to stand-up than listen to a comedy podcast with... Like, the only difference is, like, Nerdist. Mm. Nerdist is the only one I listen to. Maybe I will recommend a podcast.
What, Nerdist?
Yeah, I think I'm Nerdist.
Have you heard Armin's new podcast?
Yeah, I just started listening to it.
How was it?
Not a lot. Like, it was... The recent episode was the one with Trump.
Talk about Trump?
Yeah, like, about him winning.
Oh, okay.
So, it's not a... wasn't a lot of fitness stuff, but then he talked about fitness stuff later.
How many episodes are you in there?
Just one. I only listened to the latest one. I haven't listened to his back catalog.
Okay. How many are there in?
Like 10, I think.
How many have they recorded?
I think 10. There was like a bonus one that just came out too.
I'm debating on trying to listen to that, but I don't know.
It's not bad. The first episode was okay. I kind of want to listen to it. I didn't mind the podcast, the Trump stuff, so.
I haven't listened to, what's that? The ladies one. Something with the pregnant something. No.
Ladies?
Oh, fuck.
Is it podcast?
It's a podcast.
Is it the okay. No Pants a Chance?
No, not that one. That sounds funny. I'll figure it out.
Wait, what is it?
I'll figure it out. Don't worry, I'll figure it out.
The Beyond the Whiteboard one with Fouché?
It's a Beyond the Whiteboard podcast?
Yeah, Julie Fouché does that one.
Oh. No, that's too much CrossFit stuff, really.
I only listen to 2.
No, me too.
3? If you count. Dang, scale is needed, is relatively new, so I don't know.
I only listen to 2.
Or no, 4. Listen to 4. I listen to Mark Bell's PowerCast.
Oh, that?
That's good. Because he has a lot of different people on.
Yeah.
Like, because it's a powerlifting podcast. Okay. So I'm just going to talk about CrossFit a bit, but it's mostly powerlifting.
Right, right.
But I like Mark Bell ever since I saw his brother's documentaries. Mm-hmm. The Prescription Thugs, Trophy Kids.
Right.
So all of the brothers stuff, he always interviews him.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So I was like, yeah. So I like Mark Bell's stuff. It's funny, too, dude. There's a lot of, like, fart jokes. Talk about shit. Like, literally, like... They're like, oh, yeah, I took the world. Like
literally
my biggest poop ever. Biggest shit ever. Blah, blah, blah. They have, like, a lot of cool hosts. They had, the Wells sisters. The latest one that just came out is the one with... what's his name? That just squatted 1,000 something raw.
Black guy?
Yeah. What is it? Is that Optimus Prime?
I guess.
That's his Instagram. It's Optimus Prime. Shout out to that dude. That dude's fucking beast.
1,000 pounds.
Dude, raw. Like, well, I mean, knee wraps, pretty much. That's it. So, but other than that, he just fucking gets at it, man. Crazy.
Still 1,000 pounds? Come on.
Yeah, I don't think he can lift 1,000. he was doing like 700 for reps. I was like, fuck this guy.
That's the back squat, right?
Yeah.
1,000?
Yeah, 1,000 back squat. But like, his stuff leading up to it was crazy.
I really want
to
punch him in his face just because he did that.
I don't think you'd hurt him.
I don't think I will.
He's like, like a fucking fly or mosquito. He's like, yeah, get away. Ah.
But you know, it would be fun just to do it, just try. Okay. Ready? Still thinking?
For deciding? Okay. No, what are we at? 11?
11.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Ready? 3, 2, and... tonight.
Yeah, it's just it's gonna be us two, and we're back from a 3-month long hiatus almost 3 months, but a lot of shit went down. So I got married in September, early September.
Congrats,
and then
man.
I was gone for most of September because of the honeymoon. Went to Europe. It was awesome.
Nice.
And then we just been busy.
How was Europe? Do you do anything fun?
Yeah, dude, visit every attraction known to man. Like, go on TripAdvisor, top 20, probably did in every city.
Nice.
Probably. I don't know what the numbers are. But yeah, it was did that. Visit a couple CrossFit gyms while we were there. But it was cool. And then we kind of just been playing, but we haven't been podcasting because we just haven't had time. It's either play or podcast, and we chose to play every time.
Yep.
And then last weekend we just did Otaku Recon 2016,
which was
freaking baller.
So much fun.
I mean, me and Del are not really into the whole anime, as much anime as we needed, but I mean, it was cool.
It was so cool. I had fun. I had fun demoing with kids. They got a little annoying though.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it did. So, anyway, any news? Any news that announces?
Nope.
I mean, well, at least for CrossFit, the Invitational's coming up.
They didn't really start?
Soon. No, I saw... Did they have the events already?
I think so. The Castro, I think, announced it already.
No, well, I saw them training.
They're training?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think Castro announced the workout. I didn't really look at it yet.
Usually, this shouldn't be said, but don't mind the wind, rain, and dog. So
it's going to rain, just to let you guys know.
We're actually in... Fair warning. We're down in Agate today, not in the 2 month studio, but we're in the Agate outdoors,
yep.
So there's some rain, there's some wind, because it's...
we're in the great outdoors.
There's a dog that's going to bark, so don't mind that.
Hopefully not. Hopefully Riley will stay quiet for an hour.
Well, at least there's no crazy music next door.
So. No chatty music.
No chatty music.
No cha-cha.
No cha-cha today. There's no fiesta going on right now.
No fiesta anywhere.
The Invitational's coming up. I think it's coming up because I haven't seen anything.
Yeah.
I've seen everyone training, like everyone's Instagram.
I thought Castro announced the workouts.
I don't know. I just saw Lucas Hogberg and Kara Webb, and they're not.
You know, I'm so shocked at how big Kara Webb's thighs are.
Dude, well, look at her. She's strong.
Yeah,
I think she's like shorter than I am. I'm 5'6", so like she has to be like.
What's she like 5'5"?
I don't know. She looks like she's 5'3 or something. 5'3 or 5'5 even to 5'3.
If you had the chance, would you tap it?
Huh? No, I'm married.
So if you had the chance.
Well, but was it married?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so. Let's not answer those kind of hypotheticals.
It's not like Michelle listened to this anyways.
I don't care. Like, I'm not answering anything of that sort. So, but yeah, I saw her Instagram and she's doing warm-ups with the Pacific team. Yeah, with her. I think Connor Porter as well. I think I saw his on his Instagram as well. I saw a picture of Dave Castro explaining workouts, but I don't know whether or not that happens. I mean, it's a Saturday there, so is it all one day? Do you remember if the Invitational is all one day? If it is, it's tomorrow, then. I'm thinking it might be tomorrow.
If it's Saturday, it should be today.
No. If it's Sunday, it might be Sunday, though.
Oh, okay, then it's tomorrow. Could be tomorrow. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, I mean, so it's, what is it, Froning?
Froning.
Ben Smith.
What's her name? I'm bad with names. What's her name, Brooke Wells. I don't know who the other one is, though.
Well, I know. Kari Pierce?
I think so.
I think it's Kari Pierce.
For
America. Well, I know because Matt Fraser's out, so.
Yeah.
So Rich had to step in.
America.
He was the coach, right?
Who's in Europe?
Europe is Hogberg.
Sarah Sigmund's daughter.
Katrin, David's daughter.
No, isn't Katrin in Mark?
No.
Oh, I thought it was Sarah.
No, Sarah, Katrin.
Oh, so they're both
Iceland, there. Both Icelandic girls are there.
Okay.
I think Sam Briggs is the coach.
Sam Briggs.
The dudes is, I think it's Lucas Hogberg.
Yeah.
Or it's not Hogberg. It's not even pronounced Hogberg. It's like Hogberde. Something
sure.
like that.
Sure.
No, because they were on the podcast.
Yeah, I know.
You pronounce it. I forgot how to pronounce it. It's not Janikowski. So. Because he was injured. I think he's still injured. I forgot who the other one is. And then Canada.
Oh, Canada.
I have no idea. And then Pacific is... The only one I know is Carl Webb. Is it Tia Klartumi?
No, she's not in.
No?
No.
Oh, wait. Yeah, okay, so it's not
I know she wasn't in.
So it's not Tia.
I could be wrong, but...
Then I know it's Con Porter. I think. Is Forte a coach?
I don't really follow.
I don't know. Yeah, I forgot. Like, to be honest, like, I don't really... After the games, I sort of lost the hype for competitive CrossFit. Because, well, at least for the upcoming events, because I didn't really like follow the Granite Games. I didn't follow this team series, and I didn't follow...
if it's not the CrossFit Games, then we're not going to follow it.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I mean, like, I only know based on the Instagram of these athletes. So if I follow them on Instagram, it's usually that's the reason why I'll actually know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's it. I don't know. I can't think of anything else that's coming up.
Oh, at least CrossFit related.
CrossFit related. What else? Anything else? News announcements? You have anything announced?
Well, if we go on, I think next week's the our Barbells and Brews.
Oh yeah. Installment 4 of Barbells and Brews.
And it's gonna be what, siblings?
Siblings.
Who are the siblings there? Oh, wait.
Paul and Ryan?
Shut up, I know that.
Yeah, the biggest ones.
Isn't Steve and
Matt and Steve?
Yeah, Matt and Steve.
Matt, Steve. A lot of, like, Matt, Steve, and.
The Gatewoods, Michael and.
Mike and Steven?
Yeah.
The other Steve. Who else? I don't know. Maybe Kayla, Kimmy.
Kayla and Kimmy. Yeah, so that's that's going down next week. So if you're from,
but Kimmy's injured though.
Is she?
Yeah. Yeah, so come down. That's six. It's gonna be at 6 p.m.
Yeah, but it's not gonna be a community one like last one.
Last one wasn't a community one.
Yeah, there was a community one. Last one.
I thought that was it was the boys versus girls. Last one.
No, I know they did a community WOD around 6.
No, that was... okay, they did a WOD at 6 and then they did it after.
Yeah, then they did after.
The competition was after.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, if you're from Guam, come by
and check out Custom Fitness.
In Anigua. And kick back with us.
Yeah. Are you going to go?
No.
Oh. So, why are you saying kick back with us if you're not going to be there?
I mean, us as in the box.
Oh,
you know,
okay. I'm probably going to go. I want to go.
What you said last time.
What was I doing? I had to do something.
And it's right after Thanksgiving, too.
Oh, yeah. Did they announce whether or not the government's going to be off on Friday?
Yeah, it's going to be Friday. No, it's going to be off on Friday.
I'm not. I have to wait.
Why?
Because our schedule is dictated by CCU, so they have to approve it in order for us to have it off. I hope so. 4-day weekend!
Well, not for me. I work, so.
Well, your shift work.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Is Michelle working that day also?
Yeah. GRMC, they don't give you.
They don't give a shit.
It's not even a holiday for them either, so they work regular. Shoot, whatever.
Yeah.
That's that extra... Do you get holiday pay for that?
Of course. You better get holiday pay for that.
Well, you get paid 3 times next month, bro.
Yeah, you do.
Because I get paid 3 times this month, so...
That's rain, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright. Anything else I can talk about? My trip. I was gone for... 25 days. You visited London,
3 weeks.
Paris, Rome, and Amsterdam.
Cool.
I tried to hit up a CrossFit gym in all of them.
Yeah.
And I only managed to get two. Oh, no. I did. Except for Amsterdam because they were closed. Both the CrossFit gyms I went to in Amsterdam were freaking closed.
They know
I
don't know why. Like, Nick's coming that way.
It's like, I don't know why. Like, I checked on their website. They said they're open and they weren't open. So
it's okay.
I don't know if it was like Dutch tea time,
right?
But they didn't go. But I was like, I've seen pictures though, because like John North did a seminar there. A couple people did seminars in Amsterdam, and I've seen pictures, so I know it's open still. So
they're dodging you.
Yeah,
you know you're there.
Well, I just wanted a shirt. I'm gonna ask somebody to give me a shirt. Possibly.
Did you get a shirt from the other two?
I got a shirt from London.
Okay.
Because you only visited one. Thank God they're open. Well, actually, no. Visited two. Blackfriars in London was not open, which kind of pissed me off.
Blackfriars.
Because they said they were open as well and didn't get to go.
It's probably a holiday in Europe, maybe.
No, because the other one was open the same freaking area. Like, we just walked down. Like, we got there. So, we got one. I got one from CrossFit Central London.
Well, if you went during tea time, it's probably close.
Yeah. No, but they were open. It was American dude. It's kind of funny. CrossFit London.
Right.
Went to CrossFit Louvre in Paris. And they didn't have any shirts.
Did you get anything?
No. Interesting enough, there's a Reebok store attached to it.
Okay.
So like the Reebok store's on top.
Yeah.
But it's not like CrossFit Louvre branded. It's like Reebok CrossFit branded.
Right.
And I don't want that. I wanted like a gym shirt.
Okay.
And so they didn't have any at the time.
Yeah.
And then what else? And then I went to CrossFit Villa. Shoot. Villa something in Rome. I forgot. It was really nice. The people were really nice.
Yeah.
Especially the whoever was in the front desk.
Right, right.
She liked talking to us about like where we're from and where we're going. I even got to sign the wall.
Nice.
Their international wall of drop-ins. So it was pretty cool. I got a shirt from there. So I got two shirts only. Kind of sucked. I wanted more, but
yeah, that's fine.
What are you gonna do?
At least take pictures at least.
Huh? We took pictures. Okay. It's on Instagram somewhere.
Still counts.
Yeah. Okay. So still counts. I didn't want to work out. Like, to be honest, like, I don't want to work out on my.
You should have worked out once. At least just once. Dude, like Michelle.
Well, I think the biggest issue is it will only would have been in London because that's the only place you had access to like a washer and dryer. That's in the in our place because we Airbnb'd the whole thing.
Yeah.
And there's only one place that had a washer and dryer.
Okay.
So I was like, man, I don't want to have to like carry around stinky clothes in my laundry. So.
Man, that's cool. They offer a washer and dryer in the gym.
No. In my unit.
In your unit. Okay.
Yeah. So.
So in case you're hearing the background noise, it's rain.
It's rain. Soothing, right, guys?
It's
don't
very
fall asleep.
Relaxing.
Wake up.
Soothing, relaxing rain.
But yeah, so I mean, that's pretty much it.
That's cool. At least you got to visit some gyms there. I would have worked out at least in one of them.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. You know my wife. Like, she's not gonna like.
That's true.
She's like, let's go eat.
Right.
And I'm like, yes. Let's go drink. Like, I was drinking so much back there. Awesome. Every place is a new beer.
Different beer every
place. Tried everything. It's all tap. It's all on tap.
Nice. Did you have a Guinness?
Tried a Guinness on tap. Shoot, we visited the Heineken factory.
How was that?
In Amsterdam.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. I mean, no, it wasn't the factory. It was the Heineken Museum, and which they give you a taste testing, and I got... So I almost got trashed there. Because, well, Shell didn't want to drink her beers. Okay. She's not really a big beer drinker.
So you drank her beer?
I drank four. So nice. We had, like, four pints between the two of us.
Ooh.
And I drank three and a half. We saved one token, and because, you know, you get two tokens for your ticket.
Right.
So the ticket's €8, and then you get two drinks with it.
Okay.
Plus the half a... half a pint taster.
Yeah.
You get in one section, so it's like, man, like drunk nice. Anyway. So it's getting a little tipsy. Tried out the other substances in Amsterdam, which is cool. And
you will not say in this podcast.
Yeah. I'm not gonna say what it was.
I'm pretty sure we have an idea what it is.
Yeah. Just, you know, use your imagination and maybe that's it. Well, I don't care. Like, I tried some stuff, and this matters. It's on my system. It's been like 60 years.
Yeah.
So 60 years. I mean, 60 days, so I'm pretty cool.
You're good.
I'm good.
Don't worry about it. It's not like anyone from your work listens to this anyway, so.
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Like, well, I'm not going to admit to anything, but I'm just saying. It's pretty good.
Drug test, Nick.
That's fine with me. I don't do that regularly. Only when I'm in Amsterdam.
Just in Amsterdam. If I ever go to Europe, like, I want to try European beers.
Oh, that's good.
That's
I mean, it tastes all good. It tastes pretty good. I wanted to go to, like, I heard Germany has really good beer. So.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And it was September, so, like, Oktoberfest was going on in Germany. So I'm like, man, we should have took a
we should have went there.
For Oktoberfest.
I know.
Get in the Munich Beer Garden or something.
Right?
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that was it. I just went on a trip. We've actually just been really busy, so.
Yeah. That's good. At least you have an excuse.
Yeah. And so, what about you? CrossFit? You do anything cool? PRs? Any PRs?
Let's see. While you're all this whole time we haven't been podcasting, I got a muscle up.
On the bar?
On the bar.
Nice.
I got two. First one, of course, I chicken winged it.
Oh, okay.
Second one, I managed to get my chest over the bar and lift myself up.
Ah, good
that's
stuff.
Cool. Yeah.
You never told me that.
I did now.
When was it?
2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Oh shit, did you get it on video?
No.
See,
because I wasn't expecting I'll get it that day.
Because I missed out on all those Instagram likes.
That's fine. It's okay. I'll get more once I get my form down. So.
Yeah.
I think of all the stuff I've been doing, like, that's one of my proudest moments.
Oh, bar muscle up?
Yeah.
It's good. Okay, bro. We like you.
So, other than the muscle up, like, I think we're starting our power clean cycle. So that's our Ollie lift cycle. I never knew power cleans were so much fun.
Oh, it is, especially when it gets heavy.
Yeah, so still working on that. We're still on that cycle, so I haven't really... I don't know what my one rep max is yet, so...
For power cleans?
Yeah.
I think the last time I did my test was 215.
Nice.
Mine.
Nice.
But, dude, like, being gone... So, like, I didn't work out most of September.
Right.
Or actually all of September, and the first weekend... the last week of August, because we were busy with wedding stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, lost all the gains. Like, I just started doing a lot more barbell.
No, you gained something. It's in your gut.
Yeah, I gained some
fat.
Weight.
That's
fat.
That's what you gained.
Got fat. All that muscle turned into fat. too much pizza.
Too much pizza.
In Italy. But it was worth it.
It better be worth it.
I don't know. I was just doing, like, just simple reps on... Just simple back squat.
Yeah.
And I couldn't lift my 80%. For 3.
Is that what you did that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, and it just fucking wrecked me.
Yeah.
Like, I was looking back at past workouts in, like, July.
Yeah.
I was hitting 6x3. What are you talking about?
Fuck, I don't know. Starting again. All I know is the rain has passed and it's quiet.
Yeah, we were, like...
We paused for a while. Yeah.
So long, I forgot. Muscle ups and PRs? I think we were talking about...
Yeah. So the last thing I did was... Muscles. That's what I was proud of. So I'm trying to do this thing like a one attempt every day. So I'm going. So yeah, I've been doing that for like.
Make sure you warm up for that though.
Yeah, because last time
it's
I didn't do.
It's gonna fuck up your shoulders.
Last time I didn't do that, I really did. I did fuck up my shoulder. The day that I got a muscle up, I kind of messed up my shoulder the next day. So. It's all good.
Like, just like, shit. I hope that's not the rain again. Like kipping pull is starting to get a little bit weird, so I have to start going and doing
butterflies.
No, like butterflies are just gonna like tear something if I start doing butterflies. But I need to start working on strict pull ups again. Get that. I hurt myself doing regular dips on a matador.
Nice.
And
but you were weighted, right?
No, it was just my body weight. But I was doing the whole
you're fat.
The five. No, I'm not good at ring dips though. But like I was doing that whole 5 second descent.
Yeah.
And then push yourself out of the bottom.
Yeah.
For one rep, and that sucked. I think that was what strained my trap. Like it's kind of hard for me to turn my head, or at least it was on like Wednesday. So I'm like turning my head. I'm like still kind of hurts a bit, but it's pretty much gone away. I was hoping it wasn't anything more serious, like a nerve pinch or something. So. Like if it didn't go away at all, I was gonna go see a doctor. But thankfully it's gone. I don't have to take any painkillers or anything for it. So.
Yeah.
Oh man, the rain is so loud.
Yeah, it is.
It's okay.
Yeah.
As long as it's not too loud.
No.
Like louder than us.
No, we can still.
But I don't know. I haven't hit any PR. Well, I PR'd some workouts, but that's about it. I don't know what it was, but I know we did it like maybe a year ago.
Okay.
And I actually did better this time.
Nice.
I think it's because I can do the RX weight now, so it's not bad. I mean,
did you do the workout on Wednesday last week? The partner wad where it's like a 100 power snatches. No, hang power snatch.
No, remember I was doing the barbell club stuff that day.
Dude, so, you should have done that. Should have been my partner.
Nah.
Yeah,
dude, that was the day I quit. Like, I had to quit early.
That's the day your neck was hurting.
Yeah,
right?
Like my neck was just hurting. Like I couldn't even do snatches. Like even my was it 60 or 70%?
Yeah,
80% was just nuts. And then even just doing cleans, like I couldn't like move my head at all. So
dang it.
Yeah, so I don't think I would have like quit halfway through that workout. Like no thanks.
That was honestly a fun one. Like I didn't finish it though because the week before I was sick, so
yeah.
I was still kind of feeling a little bit weak.
Yeah.
So I felt a little slow. But also, it's still a hell of fun WOD, though. 100 power snatches between two partners.
The thing is, though, it's like...
And then five...
What I've done it at 95 pounds, or what I have waited to do it at 75 or something.
What
did you do it at?
75.
Oh, okay.
It is 75.
It's because it's hang at 95 is heavy for me. Like, my snatch weight is still low. Like, it's only like 165, dude.
Yeah, snatching for me is hard also. It's just about getting that bar, like a wide grip, getting it over your head.
Yeah, I can clean a lot more than like the snatch.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, I'm just not used to having that wide grip. That's like my issue with the snatch.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, that was a fun one. I like that one. I didn't finish it though, but yeah.
But it
it's 100 snatches, and then you get to 5 rounds of 200 meter run with your partner, and then 21 on the ski erg or the
assault
bike or air bike.
Assault bike.
And then deadlift. 21 dead. No, not deadlift.
Yeah, well, it was snatch.
Wasn't it? Front squat. Overhead squats.
Oh yeah, okay.
21 overhead squats and then 21 what's that? The parallel
parallel pass-throughs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5 rounds of that.
Yeah, that sucked.
So that shows that I need to work on cardio because I fucking suck it. The running slowed me down.
There's a run in between?
Yeah.
Oh,
you start with a 200 meter run and then you get to the 21 cal on the salt,
salt
bike or the or the ski erg, and then you go down the line. Overhead, 21 overhead squats and the parallel pass-throughs. The good thing is a partner. It was a partner one, so that's fine.
Okay.
So.
That sounds horrible stuff.
It's fun. It is horrible.
Sounds horrible.
And we had to do that, like, the WOD was first that day. So the only warm-up we did was a 400 meter run, and then it was straight into that WOD.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then bench press after.
That was optional.
Yeah. I would have been destroyed after that workout, dude.
I went home.
Sorry.
Plus, I had work, so I was like, I'm not going
to. I'm going to go home, sleep, and then that's it.
Yep.
Go home, shower, sleep.
So, hopefully, this week will be good for me.
Yeah.
I should have probably fully recovered by now, so. Well, I should be at my 90 at least.
Well, thankfully, my. I think I'm starting to get back into that rhythm. I think I still need to work on my squats. I'll probably have to do another do more squats this week.
Yeah.
I kind of want to work out heavy this week only because Thanksgiving's coming up. I want to get some extra workouts. I'm probably gonna stop eating shitty this whole week because I'm gonna destroy the table on Thursday. It's gonna be awesome. So I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, and then like next month,
December
is Christmas time.
Another reason to eat and indulge yourself.
It's a present.
Yeah,
it's my gift. All the gluttony, the gift of gluttony.
Whatever, you already broke your diet, so.
I made a deal with my wife on that whole 30 thing. Like, if you quit, I'll quit. I was fine, dude. Like, I was gonna finish. I did 30 days.
Yeah.
And
who broke it first? You
she did.
Oh, okay.
That's the only reason I quit. I quit because she did.
And
the only reason I was doing it was to support her. And I'm like, no thanks.
I
told her, I'm like, you don't have to, like, don't eat the cake. Don't eat it. And she ate it.
She ate
like, all right, I'm done. Yes. I ate like a quarter of that cake. It was
nice.
Awesome.
Nice.
It was some ice cream cake. You gotta go all out for that.
So that was like your,
the next day she bought me like a 3-pound bag of gummy bears.
Did you eat it all?
No.
Did you eat half of it?
Half of it's gone already. But that was like, that was half in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I brought gummy bears to Otaku Recon.
Oh, yeah, that's the one you brought.
Yeah, so like, I was going to drop them in vodka, to be honest.
You should have fucking done it, man. I probably wouldn't,
see.
I'll probably throw up because I was still a little bit sick that day, too.
Yeah. Well, here we go. You know what? This is going to lead into our Wargaming talk.
Yeah, there you go.
So, I mean, that's it for CrossFit, really.
Smooth segue. So.
Segue to Wargaming and nerd stuff.
Yeah. So last weekend we did Otaku Recon. We didn't sell anything, but we demoed our some work
booth.
Like, exhibit. We exhibit our.
We were exhibitors, yeah.
Exhibitors.
So we showed off our
yeah.
our war game collection and kind of just
yeah.
represented
our,
the
club
tabletop, right?
Yeah.
I think tabletop
war game. No, more like tabletop war gaming.
Well, we talked about our club in general and
yeah.
like we do board games and.
So if you don't know, our club's Limitless Fells Gaming Group.
Like, which you should know. If you listen to this podcast, we talk about it all the time, so you should know who we are by now.
Yeah.
But Limitless Fails Gaming Group had a booth at Otaku Recon, which is Guam's biggest nerd convention by far.
By far, yeah.
It has anime cosplay,
yeah.
anime in general.
It's mostly an anime convention.
And well, they also host
fighting game
tournaments, like
card.
Smash Brothers.
Yeah, Street Fighter.
Tekken. And then they do card
games.
I think
I don't know if they did Magic. I think they did Pokemon.
Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! I think
yeah.
only two.
Actually, I'm surprised they didn't do Magic this year.
I think it's just they probably had to get someone to do it,
like
someone to host it
yeah.
for like the actual MTG
right
tournament.
There's only one person, I think, on don't know.
It's just Neil?
I think it's just Neil.
No, it's Neil and that other dude from Box Seats. Big guy?
I don't know.
Frasnan. But yeah, so we had a booth for 2 days, and our booth mainly consisted of...
War Machine
and Guild Ball.
For the first day, it was War Machine, Guild Ball, and Infinity. But we got Kong the next day, so we also showed up for a little bit of Dust Tactics and... Is it Dust Tactics?
Yeah.
Dust Tactics and a little bit of Warhammer 4K.
Yeah, he put his orcs up on display. Yeah. We demoed Guild Ball for the whole first day and the second day, and then we did some Infinity on the second day.
I did.
Very minimal Infinity stuff.
Yeah. Well, I only demoed like the bare basic of Infinity, like the core rules.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much more rules to it.
I'm sure.
But I just demoed the very, very basic, like what you need to know to start the game. That's it. That was fun. See, you should get into Infinity.
There's so much stuff already,
man. Dude, just get an army. Just get a, like, 175. You get a 300-point army.
Nah. How much is that going to cost me?
Fuck, I don't know. 200?
Yeah. No, no thanks. Hey, let's... Okay, I got to save up money for Christmas gifts.
Just get a small army. Get a starter box. Get a starter box.
We'll see. I don't know enough about Infinity's thing. Well, you know what? I just bought into Guild Ball. Like, Guild Ball was where all my money went into.
You're done.
For this
year. You already got your roster. You plan to get any more?
Yeah. Oh. I want to get Truffles and Tenderizer.
Your season 2 characters?
Yeah. And maybe...
Dude, get them.
I want to get Veteran Brisket's card. I want to see what it looks like.
I hear Filet is actually a boss in season 2.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's more finesse than straight up.
I'll wait until season 3 comes out, because the whole thing's going to change.
Yeah. I just want to get Truffles, because it's a pig, man. You know, that's it. There's only reason I want to get it, because it's a pig.
Truffles. I already got my season 2 for Masons. I need to get mine for Brewers.
What's Brewers?
Season 2 for Brewers is a dog.
Yeah.
Looks like a... what's the one that goes into the Mamadale? Thing on the neck.
Saint Bernard?
Yeah, Saint Bernard. Looks like a Saint Bernard.
As the cask of beer.
Yeah. And...
Or is it whiskey?
Very, very fat people. I forgot their names.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then the veteran is Spigot.
Hmm.
But yeah. We played Guild Ball all weekend on Otaku Recon.
Kind of Guild Balled out.
Yeah. I played a Hammer Mason list. Far different than from...
Honor.
From Honor.
Honor and...
And freaking Hammer wrecked face. How many times did it beat you?
Yeah. 2-1. 2-1.
2-1. Yeah.
With that list, 2-1. Like, oh.
That's an amazing list.
So, sucked.
If you don't know what Guild Ball does, Guild Ball is pretty much like a medieval soccer.
Yeah.
Or in the way the developers described it, mob football. Pretty much. So it's like a super violent form of soccer.
Yeah, it's like soccer if you're allowed to punch out the other dude and take the ball. So
punch out the other dude, cut their legs off, you know, things like that. Yeah.
But yeah, like it's very fun. It's fast, and it's a fast game too.
Yeah, it's a quick game.
Actually, sometimes it's not. Like, I think we have the clock. We have to put the clock in order to speed our decisions up.
Yeah, but it's fine. I mean, we're still kind of sort of new. I mean, it was like the week. I think that Otaku Recon was like only the second time we played with plot cards.
Yeah, plot cards and more terrain. We started playing with a lot more terrain. It's pretty fun though. I mean, I enjoyed it. Even though I lost 1-2, like, I still had a lot of fun.
Felt so great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, today I broke the streak. So
yeah,
you played War Machine today, and I finally won a game.
Finally.
Dude, it's been so hard, man. Like, Resnik 2 hasn't been working out the way I wanted it to. Haven't been doing that well in Guild Boss. Like, I had to get a win, man. At least I got one.
You only need one because I clocked myself.
Huh? Nah. Yeah, and then I assassinated Virus.
Yeah.
With one hit.
But I clocked myself. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I clocked myself.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Game ended when my clock reached zero. Oh,
so
and I lost.
So you lost.
I lost.
That was the takeaway.
Yeah, shut up.
You still lost.
It was my first time playing Virus 1 in Mark 3.
Mm-hmm.
In Mark 3.
That's the first time playing Durst in Mark 3.
You fuck yourself.
Yeah, it's your excuse.
But it's good. That's a good game. Learned a lot. Freaking bad die roll too. Shit, I rolled too many ones.
Yeah. No, you did. You rolled just enough. Just enough for me to.
Just the normal ones I normally roll, right? It's fine.
Del always gets at least a couple ones.
Yeah. So Otaku Recon was fun. We got the demo out to a lot of people. We should have recommended the podcast.
Well, I mean, we didn't, like, to be honest, like, we just, like, now done it today. You haven't been podcasting in a while, so.
No, I know.
Well, I mean, if they like the group page, it'll definitely be up there.
That's probably true. Yeah. I mean, demo to a lot of kids, too, on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, hopefully they like it. I mean.
They do.
You know.
I hope they. The only problem is getting those games in here. They have to order online. Like, when you tell them that, it's like, really got to order online.
Well, I mean, if we go through with the whole thing with Southern Crafts and we finally get people to start playing, then
yeah, we need to play. The thing is, we need to play there.
Yeah. Well, shoot, dude, you got to make a decision whether or not we're gonna do like RPGs, board games on Fridays or something. You know, we just got to make that decision and go with it because
I really want to play some RPGs.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't do both.
I know. Like, yes, you can. Yes, you can.
No, we can't.
But yeah, we have to play there, though. I know.
So, you want to play this Friday? Are you going to be able to play this Friday?
No, because my schedule is still from 11 to 7, so I come in Friday night at 11 o'clock.
Oh, you suck. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be my schedule again next week. We'll see.
Well.
But this week, yeah, it's going to be like that. Saturday, shoot. I could play on Saturday if it's open.
At Southern Crafts?
Yeah. If it's open.
Well, we have to check. I don't know what it is. I don't know what their schedule's like.
I'll check with Neil in case. Let's see if it opens on Saturdays. I could do Saturday.
Two.
Unpause.
Okay.
We gotta play in Southern Crafts. I gotta check Neil if he's open on Saturdays.
I think they are, but it's like during the day.
We'll see.
See.
I'll check him. I mean, even though if he closes like around 6 or 5, we can still play at least in the afternoon.
Yeah, be down.
Yeah.
Just double check. Yeah. I know we did it once and it was.
We could always play in box seats.
I don't really know about how their schedule is, and like
Van plays in box seats.
Yeah, but he plays
D&D.
Well, the thing is though, it's like we have more. I think we have better rapport with
Neil
Southern Crafts than we do with box seats at this point.
I'll check with Neil if I know he's open on Saturdays. I just need to check his time.
Okay, let's check his time. And we'll figure it out. We'll go from there.
But Fridays, you guys have been playing on the.
Playing board? Well, not really. Like just that. At least Sky has been playing.
Didn't you play the not last Friday? 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
What'd you guys play?
Lords of Waterdeep.
Damn, we still have to play that game.
You haven't played it yet?
No, we still haven't played it because we've been playing Guild Ball.
And it's just like the only time that we had people able to play that game, you weren't there. So.
Yeah, I know. Can't make it. Yeah. It's either wife time or work. So
true. I hear you. What was I saying? I forgot. Brain fart. Otaku Recon was great. We kind of got a little bit of mm-hmm. people interested.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like doing that con every year because it's sort of like we're the we're sort of like
odd
people.
Yeah.
And man, like this year, I wanted to cosplay as CrossFit athletes. I think it would have been cool.
We should have.
If we gave me like our shorts.
Yeah,
our shirts, like a headband,
wrist wraps, knee sleeves.
Yeah, knee sleeves. We found knee sleeves too. And chalk, just like have to chalk our hands.
Yeah,
walk around. Hey,
what's up?
What's up?
Yeah, see, we should have done that. I told you this.
Well,
we should have done
late.
I know.
Too late. We could have seen you had a costume. Could have been Rich Froning.
We did represent the.
Yeah, we were across the shirts.
Yep.
So.
You rep that line. You rep the gym.
Rep the gym. Everyday Lions.
Yep.
Otaku Recon was fun.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. We're always like the odd.
No one ever knows what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, like
exactly.
Because
it's so different. Because everyone else like selling some anime shit, shirt stuff. The Gunpla
drawings.
Guys put up their display on Gundams, but it's all anime related.
Yeah.
Like our own tables, like it's always
like everyone's like, "Ooh, what's that?"
Yeah. It's so different from everyone else's.
Which is fine.
Yeah. Which is cool, because we get the most attention.
Sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
The booth next to us got the most attention.
I spent, like, $20.
Oh, I only spent 10. I got some cool stuff, but...
I did, me too. I got a fun pop.
Yeah, lucky.
Yeah.
I didn't even win that. Like,
But it's that's not what I wanted.
My friend JT won that One Piece figure that was, like, worth $80.
I saw that.
I was like, what?
Wasn't the grand prize for before that was the Overwatch,
Reaper,
right?
Yeah, the Overwatch Reaper pick. And I was like, damn, I want that.
Have you tried Overwatch?
No. It was free to play this weekend.
Yeah, but Really?
Yeah, it was free to play. 21st. I think the 21st is when it ends.
I want to try it.
I don't know. I've been playing a lot more Hearthstone than anything else. So.
I haven't been playing anything. I've been watching a lot of Netflix.
No. Well, yeah. Like, I was watching Netflix and then playing at the same time.
So, anything else? Yeah. Anything else for gaming?
Not really. Well, I mean, we just got back into, like, this is our first War Machine game in how many months? Three months since October? Is it August?
Well, yeah. August, we didn't play any games.
No, we did.
No, we didn't.
Didn't we podcast? In August?
August 1. Yeah, no. One game. But after that...
Was that Guild Ball? Did you play Guild Ball?
No, I think we played War Machine.
Yeah, I think so. I can check my Instagram.
Yeah. In there. But in September... In October... That's when... September, we started playing again. But we played Guild Ball.
No, what? Was it September?
I think it's not like mid-September.
I wasn't here.
Late September?
I wasn't here.
When you came back?
I don't think I played the first week I came back because I was off.
The next week?
I don't know. I thought it was October. Like,
well, when
October.
You came back and we started playing Guild Ball.
Yeah.
We just didn't record because I don't want to bring the equipment to your house. Oh, wait. We tried recording.
We only recorded in August.
August, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we couldn't record because you had to leave fairly early.
It's not to work.
Yeah.
Graveyard shift sucks.
So, we're getting more games in regularly and hopefully we get more games in, like, with other people. Right now, we're actually doing more tabletop board games with other people. We just got a new guy that kind of showed up that wanted to play a game.
That's pretty cool. I think they played then on Friday.
Yeah, they played the other day. I think it was Scythe.
Scythe?
It looks cool. I want to play it.
It's fun.
But hopefully we can get more games in with everybody.
Yeah. We just need a day where we all can just play.
It's just scheduling, man. Like, scheduling's the worst.
Yeah, work schedules and married life.
Not really. You don't have anything coming up? I don't think so. There's nothing, no more cons coming up?
I don't think
not
so.
Recently.
But if you're listening, we should try to play on Fridays. I mean, if not me and Nick, or at least there should be someone in Infusion playing some board games.
Yep.
So, someone from our group. So if you guys are interested, just hit us up, I guess.
Yep, on Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook's the easiest one. Or you can message us on Instagram. Say the one, but we'll talk about that at the end.
So...
Recommendations?
Yeah.
You
don't want to talk about our War Machine game? Oh, we did already. You won. I lost.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, our War Machine game wasn't... It was just like sort of like getting the rust off.
Yeah.
Because it was like... we Twitch streamed it, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure if anyone that plays regularly watches it, like, can't
wrong.
Believe they're doing all this wrong.
Like, why did, like, you do that?
It's cheating.
Anyways, it's fine. It's more of a casual game anyways.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we haven't played in a while, so.
Yeah.
And, like, I was still kind of, like, in Guild Ball mode, like, man, can I charge with this? Or charging a straight line? Running in a straight line? Like, no.
Charging's an issue. Same thing in Guild Ball.
No, like, those are questions I ask. Like, do we charge in a straight line? Do we run in a straight line? Oh, no, you know running in a straight line was from? Mm. Anima Tactics.
I thought you could only...
No, you could run in a straight line.
Really?
Yeah, you had to run in a straight line. And there's only, like, one or two characters that can deviate.
Huh. Okay.
I think you can move in a...
I haven't played that game in, like, how many years?
Three?
More than
two?
Four? No, it's more than that.
No, he's like...
How long have you been playing War Machine? We've been playing, like, almost 4 years.
4 years. So, yeah, almost 4 years.
Yeah.
Wow, almost 4 years.
Almost four years.
Started in 2011.
Yeah, we did.
But, like October, November 2011.
Like, late, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, before November. Because
So we played D&D for a while.
Oh, no, we played... 2012 is when we played that one day at a... One Thanksgiving weekend. Remember?
No.
We played Wednesday.
Okay.
Before Thanksgiving. That was 2012.
What did we play?
Anima Tactics.
Oh. Okay.
We played on, remember, we played on that table outside.
Oh,
and then we podcasted our Anima Tactics podcast.
That's right.
Failed. Got two episodes, I think.
But people were, like, actually asking for us, though.
Oh, yeah. They had a lot of good feedback. And we were just like, yeah, but the game died, so.
Yeah, it did. But it was good while it lasted.
Yeah.
I mean, I still love the looks of the models. The
models look great. I think it's just because it's like Guild Ball. Like, they have really nice models.
Yeah.
Because they're skirmish and they don't have to make a lot of them.
Right. Yeah.
I like them because they're one model. I don't have to paint a bunch.
Yeah, it's true. Not like War Machine, but I think that's what turned me off in painting. I think I got painting all those units.
Well, you're not going to like 40K.
Do you think I'm playing 40K? No matter how many times Van's going to ask me to try 40K, I'm still going to say,
I'll try it. I told him, try it. Just get me a starter. I'm not going to buy it, so
yeah.
If you want me to play this, you got to give me some stuff to play.
I'm scared if I get into it. If I try it once, I'm gonna get an army.
Well, I think a lot of people like 40K for the lore anyway, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the one game I do want to get into was the Marvel Miniatures game.
Oh, that looks cool. It's like 32mm?
Yeah, same thing as what we play. War Machine and...
I thought the miniatures looked bigger.
No, it's about the same size. The base size is the same.
Oh, okay. I was looking at miniatures. I was like, man, they look pretty nice.
Get a starter. Just try it.
How many?
Okay, at least the starter for that is 30-some bucks. And it's four. It's four in a starter.
Yeah, well, who's in it, though?
It depends. If you get the Avengers, it's, I believe, Thor, Black Widow, Captain America, and Iron Man. If you get the X-Men, it's Cyclops, Wolverine, Colossus, and... No, not Beast. Who's the female? There's always one female.
Jubilee? Rogue? Storm? Jean Grey?
No, not Jean Grey. It's probably Rogue.
Four. Those are four of the main ones.
And then if you get the Guardians of the Galaxy, you get...
Rocket.
Gamora.
Chris Pratt's
character.
What's his name? Star-Lord. There you go. Groot?
No, not Groot. Batista's character.
Oh. Shit, I don't know. I know his, like, you know his real name. Batista.
What's his name? Let me see. That's the Guardians, X-Men... Avengers. Who am I missing? The Dark
Villains? Any villains?
Let's see. And the Brotherhood of the X-Men one.
Magneto?
Magneto. It's Magneto, Toad, and I don't know who. Sabretooth, and who's the other girl? I forgot who the girl is there. And then the Dark Avengers is the Patriots, which is an Iron Man suit with the colors of the Captain America.
Oh, Patriot, what's Hercules. His name? Don Cheadle's character?
No. The Patriot in the comic books and the Dark Avengers is Harry Norman Osborn. He just took up the mantle for... It happened after Civil War.
Well, what I mean is, that's the character, though, is the one in the...
The name, just the name.
The Don Cheadle character.
The name, Iron Patriot.
Is Iron Patriot.
Yeah.
Okay.
But in this Iron Patriot had the Captain America shield. But yeah, it's an Iron Man suit. So, it's Iron Patriot... Hercules, Sentry, and get into it. Try it.
No, I don't know. We'll see. There's so much stuff. Like, there's so much things I want to get. Like, I still want to get a Jack. I still need to get Hand of Judgment.
Are you going to get?
Hand of Judgment.
Oh.
Fiora's Jack.
Yeah. I want to get the new
one. I want to get that one. Or even the new one. The one with the shield and the new sword. It's baller. I want to get that.
Are you going to get the Resculpt for Avatar?
Probably not. I mean, I need to strip mine and then... Like I said, I have the missing bits, and yeah. I could convert that sword.
Convert that fucking sword.
I don't know. It's like I'm starting not to care about it anymore.
I'll convert it. Give it to me. I'll convert that damn thing.
No, I like my golden butter knife, magical butter knife.
Oh my god! Have you ever seen this? How this model look like? It's so
dopey, man. But I don't care. It's like extra work, and I don't care.
Give me, I'll convert it. You can paint it.
If I can buy the bit for the sword.
Yeah. Speaking of bits, I need to buy I'm missing one of the legs for the for my gunner crew. What that's called?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll get to get a missing parts. Are you gonna do a bit order? Cause I want to get pins. I kind of want to get pins.
Just get off eBay. You get pins on the PP store. It's a little bit expensive.
I don't think they sell them. I haven't seen any ones I like on eBay.
Pins?
Yeah.
Oh, those kind of pins. Okay, yeah.
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 The Menoth pins. I just want the symbol, I think.
I want the chibi pins.
And some of the chibi stuff. I like the chibi avatar.
Did you get new ones? For the last set for the year.
They sell like a chibi Malchus. Like, that was kind of funny.
Yeah. There's one for Ron. The cereal box has Ronos.
Oh, yeah, I seen those.
Those are funny. Let's see... Anything else for wargaming stuff, tabletop stuff, get board games?
Nope. I haven't really done anything. I haven't seen any board games I kinda wanna get. Kinda it's like the same ones. Like yeah. I wanna get I want to get the expansion to Lords Skullport's something. Is it Skullport Expedition? No. Skullport.
I have no idea.
Island is the one for Privateer, right?
I guess.
It's like Skullport and something for the Lords of Waterdeep expansion.
Yeah,
I need to get the insert for that game.
Why?
Because like I don't like the way the box the insert fits with the game board because it's sort of like kind of messing it up in the corners.
Oh,
so I think the insert would probably fit better. What else? I don't know. That's it. I don't have anything else that I kind of want to say.
For gaming. Guild Ball Season 3 is coming out next year. Let's see. Scorn Errata coming out next year.
Yes. Scorn update.
Scorn update.
Finally.
Yeah, I think there's nothing much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got, well, I mean, it's sort of like this episode is more just gets back into
getting back into the whole podcast deal.
Yeah, getting back into podcasting now that we have the time again.
Yeah. So. To podcast again. We should try to play some RPGs. I really want to play IKRPG.
Yeah, still make a character for that.
I have like three different stories I want to try. Oh, depending on how many people play. No, this is what we do. Like, we get people who see who's interested. We'll do like a sit down and do a create a character session.
Where are we gonna do it at?
I have no idea. Somewhere it's quiet where there's no dogs barking.
Do it at my house.
Yes, your house.
My house is fine. So stay as late as you want too.
So we can record.
Yeah. Well, I got really good internet, so...
Yeah.
Extreme on this
shit. I mean, if you do it on Saturday, we can get Van to come out.
Maybe. Never know a fan.
He will. He'll play with us. Oh. He'll play with us on Saturdays. He doesn't join us because we don't play on Saturdays anymore.
Oh. Well, we could have played yesterday, but you were busy. Weren't you sleeping?
I slept. Yeah. Because I just got off. I got off like around 7. Ran some errands. Then didn't really sleep till like 1.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, I'm not staying awake. Screw that shit. So yeah, hopefully Saturday next week we can try to do a sit down. Character create sit down. Whoever is interested.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we'll see how that's going to work out. Yeah. Alright. Yeah,
cool.
That's good. Recommendations?
You want to go first?
No, you go first.
Really?
Okay, I'll go first.
Don't you want to go first?
I'll go with my recommendation is I'll go with Westworld. Like, oh, yes. I've been watching Westworld for the past couple of weeks, and it's awesome.
What are you watching it? You have HBO?
HBO Now?
Oh, yeah.
Or Go? HBO Go? No, I forgot.
I've subscribed to, like, 2 different stuff already.
We got 3. Like, well, we got Netflix, Hulu Plus,
I have Netflix and HBO. Hulu. I have Netflix and Hulu. I don't know. I'm still debating on Hulu or HBO. I don't get it.
The only show... To be honest, like...
The only show I want to watch on HBO is freaking Game of Thrones.
But
I
need to catch. Ballers is good. And...
I need to catch up.
Westworld now. So Hulu, they have a lot of good movies too. Yeah.
Hulu has Showtime on it, and Steph likes Penny Dreadful.
It's on Netflix now.
I know. Season 2 is on Netflix.
Yeah. Like Penny Dreadful's not bad. I really like it. I like it too. But Westworld is I don't know if you've been living on a rock.
Yeah.
Or you don't have HBO and you don't want to pirate it.
How much am I?
I forgot. I don't know, it's on Shell. Shell orders HBO.
Oh, that sort of thing?
Yeah, that sort of thing. Basically, check. It's about a... people that go into this West... I think... it's based on a movie. It came out in the 70s,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, I think in the movie, you had three separate worlds. West world, like, Roman world, and medieval world.
Yeah.
So you had, like, 3 separate ones.
So you have Westeros in there, too.
Huh? Westeros, right? Game of Thrones world. But in this show, the theme park.
So it's kind of like a theme.
It's a theme park.
Theme park.
It's a West theme park
for like adults, right?
Yeah, it's adults. Oh no, yeah, I think it's all adults. I don't think there's any kids in it.
Okay.
Any kids that you see are the robots. So like, people pay like a couple thousand a day
to go be in that fucking
to go to that place, yeah. And basically you can do whatever you want, like. You can kill any of the robots. Oh yes, well I should get to the other part. The world is inhabited by the visitors who are humans, and then the what they're called hosts, which are robots that are made to look human.
Yeah.
Like they're very lifelike, especially all of their mannerisms.
Yeah,
and basically they're the other people that populate the park.
Right.
So like the guests, basically get to do whatever they want. So, like, you have storylines. Like, people actually wrote narratives for these, for all these hosts.
Yeah.
And at least one guy wrote the narrative. And then you get to act out. Like, if you want to be a bounty hunter, you can go on a bounty hunt. If you want to, like, sleep with all these prostitutes, you can do that. If you want to kill them and go to a murderous rampage, you can as well. So there's a bunch of stuff you can do.
But you're killing robots, right? Like,
yeah.
They're not really people.
Yeah, you can't kill... I don't think you can kill people. I don't know if you can or cannot. Because the guns don't work. Like, I think the guns are only if you... can only be used on robots.
Mm. So only works on robots.
Yeah, only works on robots.
That sounds fun.
But it's starting to be like the robots are starting to become self-aware, and you're starting to get that the singularity where the AI is now conscious.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. It's very interesting.
We're starting to catch on.
It's like, I mean, it's just as, I think it's just as good as Game of Thrones, to be honest.
That's what I've been hearing. Like, it's almost as good as Game of Thrones.
Yeah, pretty much it is, man. I mean,
I don't know.
I don't think it's any worse.
I don't know if I should pirate it or just take my chance with HBO now. Now or go? Now, right?
Well, you'll only find one. I think whatever one that you have to... It's online.
Okay. I'll check. I'll probably check that out. That's
my recommendation. What's wrong?
I don't know. I still don't know what my recommendation is. Oh. If you have not seen it yet, I would highly recommend Doctor Strange.
Oh.
That movie's great.
Is it?
It's good.
I heard it was okay. Like,
that's good. Okay. Of all the Marvel, intro Marvel movies, I think this one was sort of the best one. Like, they nailed it. It was simple. It was easy to follow. It's not complicated. It follows Dr. Stephen Strange, who is this brilliant surgeon. If you don't know his backstory, he is a brilliant surgeon who got into an accident, damaged his hands, and he's trying to do everything to regain his to get his hands back again, to get his hands working again. So when he couldn't find modern medicine, he turned into Western medicine ish.
Western?
Sorry, Eastern.
Eastern. Okay.
Eastern. Then he heard about, of course, some magic.
He's a wizard.
Yeah. No, he's a magician. He's Doctor Strange. No, but yeah. When he couldn't find any modern medicine that would help fix his hands, he turned into Eastern medicine. Mm-hmm. Now, not really medicine, but more like Eastern philosophy. Mm-hmm. That's when he found the whole magic thingy and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but the way they did the movie, for me, like, I'm comparing it to all the Marvel movies the intro movies, I guess. The way they did this movie was great. I mean, I liked it. Like, mm-hmm. I said, it was simple. It was very easy to follow. You got the premise quick. Looks like all you need to know is that he's a magician. But yeah, I highly recommend that movie if you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I want to, like, it's like a toss up between, I think we might watch a movie tomorrow, between Doctor Strange or Fantastic Beasts, because that's out too.
I want to see that.
I want to watch tonight, like, Prohibition era magic, right? Isn't that it? It's Prohibition era?
Something around, yeah, around the same era.
20s, 30s?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see that.
So it's American wizardry.
Harry Potter in America.
I still think Doctor Strange, which will be the Harry Potter, though.
I don't know. I saw the freaking play, dude. It was amazing. Oh, but yeah.
Isn't a play,
That's what I wanted to talk, I should have talked about in the nerd section, was I saw that play, and it was amazing.
Which one?
Cursed Child.
Dude, I want to read that book.
I don't know. Like, I don't like screenplays.
Yeah.
And the fact that I watched the whole thing. The play.
Yeah.
Was so good. Like, the guy that plays Scorpius, the Draco's son.
Yeah.
So freaking good. Best favorite character.
Nice.
Like, I thought the kid that played Albus, like, I think his acting sucked because it sounded very forced.
Right. Okay.
So, like, I didn't like his acting. I liked
I want to read the book.
I liked him. I didn't care that Hermione Granger was black. Like, I don't know, like, why does that matter?
Why is she black?
She's black. Yeah, she was a...
Oh, have you seen that?
An African cast.
I guess it doesn't matter.
Was cast as it. Yeah. But yeah, like, you know, because I remember when that happened, that people were freaking out.
Yeah.
I was like, who the fuck cares? Like,
yeah.
So, but she was great. They were both great. Everyone was great. Love that play. I spent £160.
Worth it.
Or no, 150 pounds.
Yeah.
Because it was 75 a night, I think.
As long as it's worth it, man.
Oh, yeah, fucking worth it. Yeah. Totally worth it. Like, I'll spend that money again.
I want to get the book. I was like, I was a bestseller today because I worked the graveyard shift, so I was trying to find something to read. So I was like, I saw that in the counter. It's like, I want to try to get it.
I don't like reading screenplay, so.
Well, it's not a screenplay, though.
It is a screenplay on the inside, isn't it?
No.
Like, it says Harry, or not, Albus,
isn't the screenplay, Scorpius. Is it, really?
Yeah, isn't that how it reads? I thought it was like that.
No. We should ask Sam. Sam has the book.
Yeah, I talked to Sam about it. But I think it reads like as a screenplay. It's not like a true narrative.
Really? I thought it was.
I don't think it is, but I could be wrong.
I'll look it up later. Well, yeah, I was debating whether to get that.
But you got the Dark Tower series.
I got the Dark Tower series.
Off of my recommendation that we made here on this podcast.
Gunslinger. So I started this. That's book one.
The man fled, the black man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger.
I was looking for Codex Alara. Yeah.
I'm surprised you wouldn't read the Cinder Spires.
Cinder Spires.
That's the
put that in my list.
Cinder Spires is the steampunk wind airship.
I like steampunk. I don't know.
It's like airship pirates, I think.
I like airship pirates. Cinder Towers?
Cinder Spires.
Spires.
By Jim Butcher.
Cinder Spires. I think I saw that.
There. It's like the Aeronauts Windlass is the first one.
I'll check that out.
I don't think they have it at Bestseller. They did. I think when it first came out, they had the hardcover, and I didn't buy it. I forgot.
I just want to see how it looks. Maybe it was there. Maybe I saw it.
I haven't seen it since.
Yep, it was there.
It was? Let me see. Oh.
That one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was there. Shit, I should have got it.
Yeah. It's pretty, I don't know. I haven't read it. I haven't read any of Jim Butcher's other stuff, so I don't know. So wait, what's your recommendation again?
Dr. Stevens.
Dr. Strange. Okay.
And he's also one of my favorite Marvel heroes, though, too.
Yeah.
Only because he uses magic.
Alakazam.
Akamoto. Whatever. Watch it. It's pretty good.
Alright. Well, I mean, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, before it rains hard.
Yeah, well, hopefully we get back into the swing of things and we put out more episodes in the coming weeks.
Yep.
We'll try to shoot for at least one every week. Yeah. And hopefully, it will probably more likely be once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, be looking out for our YouTube channel, too. I should be posting videos.
From our games?
From our games.
Yeah.
At least today, I'll try to edit it, post. No, I'll edit and we'll do... I really want to do a commentary on it.
Yeah.
So...
I'll see how that goes.
Yep. So, how can they find you, Nick?
Yikes. You want to find the group, the Limitless Spells Gaming Group, check out facebook.com/limitlessfails.
Yep.
Instagram is at limitlessfails.
Yep.
And our Twitter is limitlessfailsgg, and our Tumblr is limitlessfailsgg.
Yep.
Okay.
That's all you need to know. It's raining hard.
Yeah. Where can they find you personally, Del?
You can find me on Instagram at @ryvarzabal. You can message me there for anything, whatever you want to message me for.
If you want to find me, I'm at EN Palomo on Facebook. I'm sorry, Facebook. Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat.
Yeah.
You can message me there, answer any questions you need. And obviously, if you're following this, check out our Barbells and Boxcars Instagram, where we post mostly our CrossFit stuff.
Yeah. Sometimes our gaming stuff, too. We gotta put in some gaming stuff.
Well, our gaming stuff is mainly on our Limitless Fail stuff.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, we gotta put the Boxcars and Boxcars in our
Yeah, okay. We'll try to do it. Yeah. But yeah. So.
If you're from Guam and you wanna look for a CrossFit gym, check out Custom Fitness at Amigua, right behind the 76.
Yep.
What's
that one guy? Wad Prep, right? Is it Wad Prep that recently did a video?
Yeah.
So he did a video kind of at the gym. Mm-hmm. I think it was about the starfish.
The clean. Yeah.
In clean. So.
So yeah. So if you're from Guam and you're looking for a CrossFit gym, check out Custom Fitness. CrossFit Ghost Method.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Pretty much it.
Right up.
So this is episode 11 of Barbells and Boxcars. I'm Nick.
I'm Adele.
See you guys later.
Peace.